Is this Meek Mill's?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's Meek Mill.
I just want to know who that was.
What do you mean, Meek Mill's?
Well, he's a very big producer as well as, he just used the F, so. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, you knew he was going to do that.
I simply have been reading about him in People magazine.
Here, I'll take it over. This foul-mouthed clown is Meek Mill. Anyway, this is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray. I've got to go in the other room, Phil.
What do you do? Where?
I've got to go in the... I can't listen to the garbage.
All right,
wait a minute, I've done nothing.
Go ahead.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. And I'm General Galen Shaw. And you can turn this jackass down. How many times I got to tell you guys, this is the music that I play.
Yes, it's the music you play, Phil. And if you want to revel in the dirt, go ahead and revel in the... Is it done?
Yes, it's done. What are you doing?
I'm out here. It's done.
Yeah, it's great. It's done.
All right, well, then I can come back in. I can't be seen listening to that. Do you understand that?
What do you mean can't be seen?
I can't. I know we're on the video cast. And when people tune into the video cast and they see me sitting here comfortably sipping my coffee or whatever, and this foul mouth is going on with the F and the N and the S and FF and...
Well...
And I've got to get up and I've got to take a walk. And when it's over, then I come back in. I've got to separate myself...
I think I understand. We apologize for that, Margaret, but that is, as I say, the music we play here. That was FYM, that was Meek Mill, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What is FYM, bud?
Being F is for your mama.
Yeah, for your mama. For your mama. No, it ain't. FYM stands for something other than... Anyway, welcome to the show.
For your mama. For yeah.
What? These guys are messing with your mind. You guys don't know what it means any more than you know what you mean. You don't know the meaning of your own existence.
What? Yes, I do. Yeah, yes, I do.
Listen to this guy. Yes, I do.
Well, I mean, are you saying that about me, General?
I'm saying it about both of you clowns. You don't even know the meaning of your own lives. Why are you here, bud?
Because I'm supposed to go to work at this time.
No, not why you're here. Why are you on this planet?
To make it a better place for the human race. And
yeah, see, right there. Buy the book, Horse Dung.
Well, I mean, why are you here, General?
I'm here because who cares why I'm here? Well, we can get into the heavy-ass stuff later because I've got to get this show underway, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's heavy-ass story? Okay.
Well, I think the General was getting into some very interesting, kudos, General. Very interesting to reflect, if you will, on the stasis, you see? You know what I mean by stasis, Phil?
Yes.
All right. Well...
Yeah, might as well just give up there if he knows the meaning of the word.
Yes. I thought I was going to teach you something.
What about it?
What about what?
What about the General bringing up the...
Well, I just think it's interesting that he brought up the condition of man.
Well, Margaret, if I knew you were going to pick through it and retell it, I would have stayed home and would have stayed in bed.
Shut your hole.
All right. So thank you for that. One of these days, I'll ask you to give me your philosophy.
Phil, you want to spit it out? The guy said, looks like you're scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. One of these days, I'll ask you your philosophy of life, and we can get to it. But right now, we got a show to roll out. We're going to talk about the weekend in football with Coach Dozier, the National Football League. The playoffs are starting, and I have been remiss. I know that I've been... probably talking too much about that world football.
Yeah, but what is it with you? I've asked you that question before. Don't worry about it. I won't belabor the point, but good God Almighty, you miss an entire afternoon of NFL to watch these guys running around in their short pants.
Yeah, what's that about, sir?
I've told you a million times. I'm not going to go into it again.
You're bored, you're sick, you're tired. You cannot divorce yourself from American culture that easily. We must know why.
Yes, Terry, you think that you're able to do it.
Mr. Henry, here's the one of the few times that I'll... Now, who is this young lady on NFL Access? She's really...
I don't know.
Yeah, she's very,
put together pretty nice.
Well, she's very put together. You know, if I didn't feel the same way you do, Bud, and no, I'm not a lesbian, I'd slap your filthy face. But I do...
You find her attractive?
No, not that way. She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah, well, that's NFL. I don't know what the hell that is. She's sitting there with... is that David Carr? Who is that guy?
Now, David Carr, he's been a quarterback...
What did you just say?
David Carr used to quarterback the Texans.
That's right. He was the quarterback of the Dallas Texans. God.
Well, you know, this is 2011. I mean, it's
2011. Both of you guys, put you guys back into a time capsule and don't send it back to where you're from. Just put you in a time capsule and then bury it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot for that, Margaret.
Well, my God, 2011.
I don't know why I was thinking 2016. What year is this?
2017.
God damn, General.
All right, Hey, listen, it's been a long year. I can't get out of 2016 even if I want to.
The other thing about 2016, you know, we're now well into the new year, but the people were just yakking about how bad 2016 was, you know?
Well, it was a brutal year.
Yeah, you don't think it was brutal?
Well, I mean, there were people that died, and I understand that people died. Someone was making the point the other day, and it's a good point. There's a lot of these older celebrities dying because there's a lot more older people in the country. I mean, the baby boomers are now starting to drop, man. I'll probably be next pretty soon.
Oh, look at you trying to get the sympathy.
Come on, Henry, quit fooling around.
I'm not trying to get sympathy. I mean, I've got to die one of these days. Who knows when it'll be? But the point that I'm making here is that there are a lot of older Americans, so that's why that's happening.
All right. Well, okay, what about Debbie Reynolds?
Yeah, you know, Phil, that...
Well, that brought the room to a stop.
Well, it was very sad when Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds...
That was a very... Yeah, it was... That was weird how the two of them...
What do you mean weird?
They both died within a day of each other.
Well, that's not what was... It was just very sad that the two of them died. What are you talking about?
You guys are aware of the fact that they died within a day of each other.
Yes.
Yeah?
And you don't find that weird?
Well, I mean, it's not that weird.
It happens. A lot of times it happens.
With who, man? When's the last time that happened? When was the last... Boy.
You know, Phil, you're going to live a lot longer if you just quit trying to, you know, find all kinds of weird-ass stuff in life. Just look at life straight on, my man. It's weird enough.
Well, that's the truth. Anyway, 2016 is gone, but yeah, it had a lot of bad stuff in it, man. You know, there's going to be years like that. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't have any good things in it for me either, so...
Well, yes, it did. You had... what happened in 2016 that was good for you?
What happened in 2016 that was good for me? Well, some personal things I don't want to get into.
Well, you're losing weight.
Yeah, I'm losing weight, but I'm not going to lose the weight until... Will you forget about 2016? Why'd I even bring it up? All right, welcome to the program, folks. Nice to have you with us. Phil Henry Show. Let's go over. Let's take a look.
We got
traffic with Bob Bacon.
I'm Phil right now, but I'm not Phil. Well, it's a well-eyed what? Guy's got one eye and a dog right now. He's got a wonky eye. He's looking out at me, and I'm saying that guy's side-eyed. How did you see that guy out of that helicopter up there, Sky Boy?
I'm down. The guy's got the wonky eye. I'm going down with a wonky eye.
Well, that couldn't happen until about 11 o'clock this morning. The guy with the weird-looking eyes, the wall-eyed, fly-eyed, and he's got the walk-eyed. And more than that, pretty old freeway. He's got to see it was a tractor trailer that just got flipped over and burst into flames right down this big, tall pyre of black smoke. Adam going over to Toys R Us. Go to the Sky, baby.
Wait a minute,
what's going on? Oh, I'm
sorry, Scott, Sky, boy.
I told you, Sky, boy, please.
What's the matter
with the lion? Back on you, will you? This is 9 pounds of swinging meat. I'm Bob Bacon.
What the hell happened to that?
I don't know. What was that?
Oh, Bob Bacon. I don't know.
It sounded like he had some issue.
I heard him say something to Skyboy. Then Skyboy got pissed off.
Yeah, Skyboy got pissed off because he didn't go right to Sky, went right to Sky Baby.
Yeah, he skipped over the boy. Went right straight for Sky Baby.
Skipped over the boy.
So what's the big deal there?
The sound like got pissed off or something.
Yeah, I was listening to Sky Baby, and then I heard all of a sudden Skyboy jump in and get pissed about, I don't know. All right, Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Be right back.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. They'll be right back right after these important messages. Shit.
Glass eyes, half off. Plastic limbs, half off. At Charterhouse, eyeballs are you. Glass eyes, half off. At Charterhouse, eyeballs are you. We've got the prosthetic eyeball that looks good. It's the kind that just stares right at a guy. It's the kind that makes people nervous. You pop that in, you're on your way for the day, and you'll be closing a lot of business deals because the guy across the table is weirded out by that one glaring eye peeking at him while the other one is looking down at the menu.
Glass Eyes Are Us at the Charter House.
Half off this week. Mention me, get 3/4 off. Free next week.
The Glass Eyes. The eye knows all.
Even the glass one.
Hey, do you need your lawn done, huh? You want to have your lawn mowed? Like maybe you want to have the, I don't know, maybe you want to have the gardening done? I don't know, I just got out. And I can mow a lawn, I know how to, trim stuff, so I don't know.
Sam Brueger's Gardening Service. Been in business for the last 48 hours.
Yeah, I can trim trees and stuff and rake up. I don't know, but the price is right. It's like $2 an hour. For you, maybe $1 an hour. But, I mean, if you want to pay more, that's good, too.
Sam Brueger's Gardening Service. He's been in business for a whole 48 hours.
Sam Brueger's Gardening Service. Just call up. I'll be the guy answering the phone and,
Sam Brueger's Gardening Service.
Say Sam Brueger.
Gardening Service is what I do, is what I did.
If you want.
Man, we got a big weekend of playoff football.
Oh my God, Phil, do you know what it is you're gonna say before you say it?
Yes, why?
Well, we got a big.
Yeah, Phil, it just seems like it's
stuck in your mind.
You know what? I'm just a kind of a natural kind of a guy. Okay, don't give me a hard time. This weekend, football weekend. And even though I'm taking all kinds of crap here from my good, close, personal friend. Oh, by the way, what was that whole thing that you were just talking about?
About what?
Talk about CVS.
Oh, for God. You know those people? I went over there to get a prescription filled, and the jackball behind the counter says, well, you know that you're insured. I don't know.
Why don't you want to talk about it?
I just don't want to talk about it. But let me say that's one thing for the people at the CVS pharmacy. If my insurance... Fuck it.
Hey, what's the language, man?
Well, now you pissed me off.
Well, what happened?
The general was saying that he went over to get a prescription filled, and they said that his insurance wasn't going to pay for it, and they didn't tell him that he could pay cash. They just said it's not going to be paid for, and it won't be paid for like a few days.
Yeah, they said you're only going to have to wait for about another week. And I said, okay, and I started doing that. I thought, wait a second. Are you talking about insurance? I went back. Were you talking about the insurance? They said, yeah. I said, well, I'll pay cash. And I said, huh? They looked at me like I just landed in the 815 saucer from Venus.
Jesus. No, a lot of times they'll do that.
Well, I mean, I bet you anything that...
Phil, you're all very... You're acting very open and peaceful, but I know behind the scenes you swear and curse out those people up and down using the N-word.
No, I do not.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you just... People can say Mr. Henry does that.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
Well, you know you get impatient with tradespeople as well.
Tradespeople?
What do you mean tradespeople?
The people that the people that go door to door, they want to fix a leak in your toilet.
We're talking about CVS Pharmacy and the people that work there.
Same difference.
Anyway, I don't know what they are, but when I went, and then I said, well, I'll pay cash. And they looked at me, they said, what? I said, I'll pay cash. And they said, what the hell is your problem? They might as well have looked at me and said, you got some serious, serious mental issues. I felt like an outcast. You know?
Well, all I know is you came here pretty pissed off about it, but so I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Now watch. I'll never get service at CVS again.
Why do you want to go back there? Why don't you go to Rite Aid?
Rite Aid? Oh, Christ.
That's like jumping from the fan. That's like jumping from a fan into a moving fan.
What? You mean a fan into a moving fan?
I mean, that's like jumping from the pan into a desk fan.
The pan into a desk fan? God, you really need to die and be reborn again as someone else, bud. You really do.
Hey, come on. What do you mean from the frying pan into the fire?
This must Mr. Henry just went from the deep.
Yeah, I'm saying I felt the spit over here.
All right, okay, we're giving you hard time. Let's everybody back off of Phil and all the screw-ups.
Doesn't matter to me. You know, I can hire and fire with the best of them. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a threat.
I'm not going to fire anybody, but just remember who holds the power around here. Now, before I do anything else, before I go anywhere else, before I talk to anybody else, before I even look anyone else in the eyeball... Yeah.
Oh, good. I want to talk to Ted because we want to have dinner over there at...
Ted's. Well,
let's get into the segment. Yeah, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Billy. It's going to be a big... You heard the general talking. I heard you talking about it's going to be a big football weekend. We're going to have the big band in, which is... I've got to be very careful. It's called the Five Spades, but they're white guys. I want people to know that.
What is this?
I'm sorry. The band that we've got, they're playing the prime rib room this weekend called the Five Spades, but they're white guys. So I don't want anybody to think...
All right, so in other words, spades like the playing cards.
Yes, yes. And I asked them, I said, what is that about? When they were, you know, they came in and they were auditioning, and we heard of two or three bands. He said, well, you know, what are you talking about? I said, what do you mean, what am I talking about? You guys are the five spades. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, why'd you hire them?
Because they're not bad. They're not bad at all. And I got to get a band up there because the Dumpy Brothers are planning on coming in. As you know, it's a big football weekend. They're going to be here, and they're going to want to work off some of their money. They're going to want me to work off some of the money that I owe them. They want me to work off.
No, I know. They're going to want to get the money that you owe them by way of one of them singing.
Yeah, they like to get up and sing and destroy everything that I've built.
By the way, I saw the quote on the Twitter this weekend. It said, I'm Ted Bell, I built this place.
Yeah, I'm Ted Bell, I built this place brick by brick, stone by stone, and now you want me to whore myself by parking your Camaro. Yeah, that is a very, very famous quote, and I've seen that on Twitter feeds, and now I regret having said it, because it's never really been quoted in a magazine or anything.
Well, Ted, it's not going to be quoted in a magazine. It's one of those silly things that you say. Anyway, Ted, you were talking about who?
I was talking about the five spades that the Dumpy Brothers are probably going to want to sing, and they also got their little nieces here this weekend.
What is her name? Is it Dolores?
Yeah, they got their niece Dolores is coming in. And there's right now. Pick the phone. Rudy, take the phone.
Hi, Phil, it's Rudy. Right now, Ted is going over to talk to Tommy Dunphy. He brought in the little niece there.
Well, what is she
going to
do?
She's going to sing, you know.
God damn it.
What happened?
They want her to sing.
What is the GD for?
They want the kid to sing. He got his niece. She's going to sing. All right, I got the five spades waiting, okay? I mean, do you understand?
Who gives a god? I don't give a rat ass about the five spades. I don't...
They're white guys, I told you.
Doesn't matter to me. It sounds stupid.
Well, the five spades, you guys are going to have to cool your jets because this kid's going to sing. Any of you guys, who plays the band? Phil, I got to take care of this, okay?
Well, what are you doing, man? We got an interview to, you know, paid time.
All right, everybody come to Ted's Beverly Hills this week, and it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a full lineup. We've got sports. We've got the sports bar. We got the food. Notice how I don't promote the restaurant anymore. It's all about the sports book.
You gave it away there.
No. It's all about the sports bar, but I got to set this kid up, okay? Okay.
Well, so the Dunphys are there, and they're about to begin doing what?
They're about to begin telling me what to do. Yeah, I'll be the tip.
Yeah, the Dunphys, he owes them money still. So instead of one of them getting up and singing that GD, you know.
That ain't the guy that sang If You Knew Susie.
Now, they're not going to sing that, are they?
No, they're not going to sing that. But like I said, they got a little Dolores Dunphy. She's going to sing a song. And
I'm going to get up and do this. And hi, everybody. Ted Bell here. We're on the air, by the way, at the Phil Henry Show. You know, boy, that got a lot. Hold on, three. Take it. I'll be right back. You hear that? No applause.
That's nice.
All right. Here, give me the phone. All right. Hi, everybody. Ted Bell back. All right. So tonight we have a very, very exciting, I think, presentation for you. We're going to have little Dolores Dunphy is going to sing Let Me Entertain You. So let's give her a big round of applause. Dolores Dunphy. And yeah, here she is.
Smile. Yeah, I can hear it. Oh my
Let
God.
Me do a few tricks.
She sounds a bit precocious.
I'm very versatile.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good.
This place is turning into
That's an underage child up there.
I don't know.
Just let me entertain you.
I did just get his eardrums blown out.
Have a real
I'm ruined.
Sounds like people like it.
Huh?
Sounds like people like it. Oh, they're being polite.
Jesus.
Why is everybody applauding?
Oh, man. But they're being a bunch of smartasses, that's why. All right, thanks a lot. There she was, Dolores Dunphy. That was real good. Thanks, Doc. I'm ruined. I am ruined as sure as God made green apples.
No, you're not ruined, but I'll tell you something. You ought to get that, get the money straight with these Dunphys.
I pay them what I need to pay them, okay? Hey, how come you guys are always foisting this kid off on me? Or you guys come in here and sing all those rotten songs? And you...
Tom Dunphy just hit that.
Yeah.
He just hit that. Hey, Dunphy, get out of here.
You guys can't tell me what to do.
Get out of here. I'll tell you right now what to do. You just struck this man. I'm going to call the police.
Are you guys being smartasses?
Yeah, we're being smartasses.
Yeah, call the cops. You call the police right now, Rudy.
I am. Tony, Gino, call the cops. Somebody help Ted get the back office.
Hey, I'm out of here, man.
No, Ted, we call the police.
No. Don't do it. Don't call it.
Hey, Ted, I was only fooling around, man. You hit him with a gut shot. Tom, you and the guys get out of here. Go on. Call in the coppers right now. You call the coppers on me? You call them on D?
Is that that hood?
Yeah, he's a cheap punk. God, get out of here.
Hey.
Ted, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
He got a gut shot right there from Tom, you know, he had the big mouth.
Well, he was talking about the kid singing.
Well, she was rotten. I mean, let's be honest about it.
I know, but they...
Hey, Ted, we got the cops coming, okay?
No, no cops, no police. No cops, no police, no way, no way, no way.
Come on, Ted.
You heard what I said. I'll handle this my way.
Hey, why don't you guys quit playing criminal and hood of the week and just get the cops in there and pay off your bets?
What are you talking about, pay off my bets? I've never paid off a bet in my life. I always take it out in trade.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you something right now, Ted. You'll be taking it out in trade, all right, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God, you're talking about jail sex.
That's right. And I'll tell you something else.
Never mind about that.
You clean this up. Ted, the police are on their way.
No, I told you no cops, all right?
Well, no cops. It's not up to me anyway.
I call the police.
Call them off. You gotta understand something, man. You know, it's a very delicate situation.
What is with that kid?
What kid?
The one that was singing.
She's got a rotten voice, but, you know, her father thinks that she's some kind of a star in the making. She stinks. You know, where are the Dunphys now?
I threw them out.
You threw them out? What are you trying to do, ruin me?
Hey, Ted, they kicked your ass.
Why wouldn't he throw them out?
Excuse me, Phil, but I got this. Are you trying to ruin me?
I'm going to hang the phone up and just pretend like we never met, you know?
Hey, Phil, look it. What I'm trying to tell you is, this is my joint. I run it my way. I'm Ted.
I'll do the commercial.
Yeah, you guys wrote all kinds of commercial time here. If you want me to play the... Here's the jingle. Anybody want to do the...
Yeah, this is Rudy Clemens. I'll tell you, just get your ass over here to Denton Beverly. Excuse me for saying ass, but I don't have the discretion.
No, I'll do it better.
Why don't you do it?
Kicked in the knee. I got my stomach punched in.
Come over here to get the beer and get the good stuff here at Denton Beverly Hills. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a commercial.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Phil, one other thing. All of these guys, the five spades will be on.
Ted Bell, folks, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And Vernon Dozier next. Let's just get past that.
You used to
gonna have to do.
Student trooper in your school, but now you're standing on the corner acting like a fool. Smoke.
Coming up tonight, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California for Phil Henry and Friends. And we got a lineup, man. It's insane. I mean, we have just booked some extra folks. You know, I don't think there's going to be time for everybody. Well, there won't be any time for me, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Anyway, Mr. Horatio Sanz, we have Emily Heller, we've got Lana Turner, Sarah Schaefer, Seth Herzog, Brent Weinbach, Theo Vaughn.
I thought that said the Vaughn.
As in what?
As in Vaughn's the supermarket.
No, man.
I know that.
Anyway, Theo Vaughn will be on, and, you know, who knows what else, folks. That's tonight at 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv Lab. Tickets available. Go to our website. That's philhenryshow.com. There's a link there on the homepage. Also at our Facebook fan page. That's PHANS, Phil Henry Fans. And on our Twitter feed there at Real Phil Henry at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry and Phil Henry Show. That is tonight, 8 o'clock. The Hollywood Improv. Everyone is racing to see the 2017 Kloymer. It's a 12-cylinder automobile. It's fuel-injected. It's got an engine the size of, well, you can well imagine. Bucket seats, all the leather interior. I'm just making this up as I go because we have not yet engineered the Kloymer, but in my mind, in my immutable and eternal mind,
It's something else.
See the 2017 Climber once it's built at your local Climber dealers.
The Climber. Climb all over a Climber. Climb all over her in a Climber.
Climber or not Climber. See that race the other day? It was a Climber race.
Chain of commands on a full chain now. Shout out my Phil Hendry's show back, so football. How you guys want me to watch football?
Might be a nice change of pace. You watch American football for a change.
Yeah, it probably would be a nice change of pace with some good games coming up. And the teams, you know, I didn't watch a full game this year. And yet, there's no surprise here as to the teams that have made the playoffs.
Big talk about.
Well, I mean, the Texans, that's not a surprise. There's not one surprising team here.
Well, what would be a surprising team?
I don't like the Cleveland Browns, something like that.
The Browns stink. You know, the Browns will stink eternally.
No, not necessarily. But, I mean, here we are. Look at the top teams. Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys, Falcons. All right, that NFC South. I tell you what, let's get the man that knows, Vernon Dozier, on the line with us from Belmar Academy. And as a matter of fact, Vernon is there finishing up gym class. Vernon, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Vernon, I know we had you on last week talking about your experiences actually, we had you on earlier this week talking about your experiences as a professional football player. Now we want to get your prognosticative abilities here watching the pro game.
All right, well, I'm happy to do that, but I think it, to be fair, I think it'd be great if you talk to me about high school football at least once someday, somehow.
Well, look at Vernon.
No. I mean, I get called on this show all the time. When's the last time you talked to me about high school football?
Probably, I didn't talk about it all year.
Yeah, I just heard you go, I didn't talk about it all year. I mean, Phil, you have got a...
Hey, will you guys knock it off, pointing out all of my imperfections here?
Well, you've got something on your mind, and I heard Margaret mention a brain tumor. I don't want to say anything.
I don't have, and you know full well, I'm in the middle of trying to conduct a radio show here. Sometimes you aren't not, and I say you, I mean me, the smoothest sounding guy. And I'm sorry that we never got to any high school football, but you yourself said you had a lousy season.
Well, we had a lousy season, but we don't have to talk about our program. We can talk about some of the other high school programs that are doing well. The Belmar Academy program is in decline. Let's be very honest about this. Okay, the Belmar Academy.
Now, you're talking about high school. We're supposed to talk about pro.
I'm going to talk about... Oh, boy, do I want...
Why don't you shut up, Pickman?
Sorry.
We're going to talk about pro football. I just wanted to say, I just wanted to point out, I just wanted to... If anybody cares, anybody at all, there may be some passing interest in the fact that the Belmar Academy football program, the once proud slaughterhouse of Belmar Academy, sucks and has been going into the toilet... 2 or 3 years.
I'm sorry. I know it's emotional.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you know, Coach, you're just the guy to pull it out of the toilet.
Yeah. I'm just the guy to stick my hand down into a dark...
Oh, for God's sake, Coach.
Well, that's what they're saying. I just stick my hand down there into the dark, filthy...
What we're saying is you're the guy to retrieve a bad situation if there's anybody to retrieve it. But we are going to talk about the NFL.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I mean, you were at one time a professional football player. You also coached. You never coached or played in the NFL, right?
No, I did not. And that's the first time you've asked me that. But
oh, you never coached or played in the NFL? What? Where'd you play?
I played in the Canadian League, and I coached in the USFL.
What's that? The USFL was a spring league back in the early 80s.
A what?
A spring league.
Don't keep... Phil, all you're doing is you're sticking it in now and breaking it off. I mean, these guys, they don't know what it is.
I never heard USFL.
The United States Football League was a spring league, and I worked for a while at the Boston Breakers, and I also coached with the LA Express for a while, so there you go. I was offensive line coach, I was a tight ends coach. All right, let me get into this stuff. You want to talk about this NFL?
You were the offensive line coach where?
I was the...
Well, you guys forget it.
I just wanted to know.
I was the offensive line coach of the Boston Breakers, the tight end coach at the
Rams?
The LA Express. Not the Rams, you dumbass.
We're talking about the USFL, the LA Express.
Right.
All right, so...
Well, it sounds as if it was a very embittering experience for you.
It was not at all. I enjoyed coaching the USFL, but the league went belly up, and I had to go out and find a job, and, you know...
And you started coaching in high school.
What does that mean?
Well, it seems like a long way to fall.
No, not at all. Not at all. I found some... God damn, Henry, what is it?
All right, come on, you guys, quit breaking his cast the nets, as we like to say. The coach is with us. He is where he is today, and the Belmar program is going to get great. It's just fallen on a few hard times. Coach, let's talk about this weekend of the National Football League and the playoffs. You have the four... the divisional round teams will be the four best records in the National Football League, two out of each conference. Let's talk about these teams.
Well, you're looking, first of all, you're talking about the best teams. The Patriots, they're 14-2. The Chiefs are 12-4. The Cowboys are 13-3. And the Falcons are 11-5.
Which of those teams do you see going all the way?
What do you mean going all the way?
Well, or which of those teams do you think will do best in the playoffs?
Yeah, because I don't know if they'll go all the way, but I think that... they have the best record, the Patriots. I would say that they would go all the way. If you're asking about who's going all the way, I wasn't thinking about that. But the Patriots are definitely going to win. I would say it's going to be the Patriots and the Cowboys.
Now, why say that?
Well, because they have the best records. Patriots have won 14 games, and the Cowboys have won 13 games. All right. Now, having not really paid that much attention to the season, I would say the teams that have the
All right, see, so the teams with the most wins.
Wait a minute, what kind of analysis is that?
What is as good as anybody's? I think the Super Bowl is going to be the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. Let me tell you something else. That's going to be one holy hell of a game, because the Cowboys are back where they belong, which is the Super Bowl.
But you're basing that on their record.
Yeah, that what's, I don't understand.
Aren't there a lot of other factors?
Look at what could be the best. If they've got more wins than the other...
There are teams that go to the Super Bowl that don't have the most wins.
Well, there are, good for them. I'm telling you that the Super Bowl is going to be the Patriots, and I'll tell you what else. If the Super Bowl is not the New England Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys, then I will...
Well, this will be good.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll take my clothes off, and I'll run across our football field at 2 a.m. I cannot tell you what the day will be, because then there'll be a crowd gathering. But...
Well, how fair is that? What the hell does that mean?
That's the most childish thing I've ever heard.
You guys want me to stick... You want me to put my money where my mouth is? I'll run... I'll take my clothes off and run across our football field at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I can't say which day.
Why is that?
About what?
Why can't you say which day?
If I say the day, it's just going to attract a crowd. You're going to just be, you know, it'd be the pick of, you know, pick of the litter.
Pick of the litter. In other words, if I'm lucky enough to pick the right day, I get to look at you nude running across your field.
Hey, do you want to win a bet or don't you?
Well, you know, I'd rather take money.
All right, I'll tell you what. I just heard Ted Bell, and he's constantly getting his ass kicked. I tell you what, I'll bet you $200. I'll give you $200, and I'll run nude. I got to make it count, see? If I'm just giving you $200, that ain't going to count. And people are going to want to see that I'm really committed. So I'm telling you, right, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to lose the bet. But I'm just saying, I will run nude. I'll tell you what I'll do. If it isn't the Cowboys and the Patriots...
Now, slow down. What are you doing now?
You guys are crying and complaining about the fact that it's going to be, you know, me running nude, and I'm not even telling you which day. I will run nude across the football field at Belmar Academy that night, the Sunday night of the Super Bowl, that night.
So, in other words, 2 a.m. Monday morning.
2 a.m. Monday morning, yeah.
And do you think you'll have a job after you do that?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I am Belmar Academy, okay? I knew you'd ask that question.
No, you're going to have a lot of parents.
No, I'm not. I may have some parents, but it won't be a lot of them. And they will be easily drowned out by the support that I get from the board and from the other parents that know I'm, you know, that I'm Vernon Dozier. I get the job done. That's why they're calling me, okay?
Yeah, you get the job done, all right. They ought to show up and watch you running nude across that field. And as you're running nude, you ought to say, hey, I'm Coach Dozier. I get the job done. Yeah, I get the job done.
You guys go ahead and laugh, but you asked me to make a prediction, and I'm telling you that, and that to me is the best way I can guarantee it. Doing and guaranteeing something so outside the pale of sanity, and I'm going to do it, that I must mean what I'm saying.
All right, you mean what you're saying. I don't doubt that at all. But you could be wrong.
I could be wrong. Who do you think it's going to be, Phil?
I have no idea. I've been very, very vocal in saying I haven't watched the damn game.
All right, well, let's get down to these individual games. Is that right, Bud?
Yeah, there's individual games.
Bud says there's individual games that you're supposed to talk about.
All right, well, what do you want to talk about?
All right, let's start with the wild card round is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You're going to have two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. So there will be an AFC and an NFC game on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, well, I guess I'm looking here, Raiders and Texans. I think that it's going to be the Raiders because they got the better record.
What is it with you with the better record? You think that...
Hey, like I said, that's as good a way as any of predicting. You don't think that they're going to win? All right, I'll tell you what.
Oh, let me guess, you're going to run nude across your football field.
That's right. On Saturday, that's a Saturday game, so 2 o'clock Sunday morning, I'll be nude on our football field.
You know, people are going to have you committed, man.
Hey, let them have me committed. They ain't going to have me committed when I'm right. The Raiders are going to beat the Texans. That's on Saturday. And I believe it'll be the Steelers beating the Dolphins on Saturday as well.
Because the Steelers have the better record.
That's right, Phil. That's exactly right. Okay, just...
You know, it's so funny that because I use an inflection or a certain tone that you guys just cannot resist getting into full mock mode.
Phil, we get into full mock mode, as you call it, because you get so insistent, you become so pointed in your comedy, because the deal is, you know, you scrunch your face up.
Yeah, Phil, you get to, your face gets all, and you look like you're 5 years old, so we're bucking it.
Exactly. So, you know.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I'm talking to the coach here who's going to be nude at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Oh, so you think I'll be right. Ah, how about that? Mark that down, Dickman.
Well, he's got you on that one, Mr. Henry. If you think he's going to be nude, that means only one thing, that he won the bet.
Ah, I see. So that's what I was thinking, huh?
Well, why else would you say it?
Forget it, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got you over a barrel.
Better hope nobody gets you over a barrel at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Oh, my God, you're talking about jail sex again.
All right. So what's next?
All right.
Hey, look at it. I'm starting to take Phil's side on this one, Dozier.
Well, why don't you guys calm down? You're all friends. Why are you making this hostile?
I don't know. Phil's the guy. He started in on this stuff.
No, I didn't. You're the one that started in all this bullshit, excuse my language, about how, you know, I'm getting you on here talking about pro football in the NFL, and you only played in Canada and the USFL, and you feel left out and all that.
All right, okay. Jesus. I had a bad season, okay?
I had a bad season, too. How about that?
Doing what? Losing bets on English soccer? What a gay blade.
Yeah!
I'm telling you, bud. So what about the next games?
The next game? Oh, the Sunday games?
Yeah.
All right. On Sunday, you got... let me get my glasses. GD it. What happened to my glasses? I just had them on. On Sunday, you got the Lions and the Seahawks, and...
Well, let me guess. It'll be the Seahawks.
I don't know. Hold on. I got to see if they got the better record. Yes, they do have the better record.
That's why I said the Seahawks.
Okay, you're right. Good pick.
All I gotta do is look at the record to know which way I ought to bet.
Yeah, if you are savvy enough, there are some bettors that are very, very savvy. And,
well, how savvy do I have to be to look at the one-loss record?
I think you have to be savvy enough to know to look at the one-loss record, to go over to that section of the sports page and say, hey, I think I'm going to take a look at this win-loss record. Yeah, see that right there? Seahawks, 10-5-1, and the Lions, 9-7. That means the Seahawks are a game and a half. See, he's laughing now because I had a small stutter step.
All right, and here we have the Giants and the Packers. Uh-oh, I guess it's the Giants.
Yes, it will be there. Yeah,
they've got the better record. You want to know something? You're gonna lose. You'll be nude that game for sure.
You think I'm gonna be nude for that game?
Yes, I do.
All right, now if I'm wrong, I would be nude. And somebody a few minutes ago said that I'd be nude if I won. Who was that?
It might have been me. I misspoke. I don't even know. It's so childish and so stupid that I can't keep track of this.
It's childish and stupid. You know, of all the people, Margaret.
Well, it is, Coach. For Christ, excuse my French. For God's sake, you are a high school coach. You're a high school teacher.
Margaret's right, and we've been playing into this.
I'm telling you right now that since you guys are asking me about football, I'm guaranteeing that these teams that I picked are going to win, or my pants come off, then my shirt, then my sock. The last thing that I will take off will be my socks and my T-shirt.
But you're going to do it up.
So you know that I look completely asinine out there. This is what I'm putting on the line. I'm putting it all on the line, and
well, you got a $200 bet with me too.
That's right, a $200 bet with what's your name again?
You know, Seth.
I'm sorry, it's General Shaw. I'm fooling around.
You almost called me Dozier.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about me right now. I'm thinking about me and mine and what I need. Now I'm telling you right now, Phil. If I lose any one of these picks.
All right, let's go back over the picks.
Oh, hold on. If I lose any one of these picks, my clothes come off on our Belmar football field at Belmar Academy at 2 o'clock in the morning, the following morning, okay? And the last thing that will come off will be my socks and then my T-shirt.
All right, so you're saying that why?
So people know that I'm going to strip everything off, my pants, shirt, and I'll stand there in socks and a T-shirt. Tell me I won't look like just a jet set, just a record-breaking asshole. Will I or will I not?
Yes, you will.
Thank you. There, I'm giving myself a round of applause.
All right, well, Coach Dozier, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, I'll bet you would. This guy's going to be... I bet you'd be out there with a big... be out there with a lady's dress on and all.
Coach Vernon Dozier.
Man, he's got in for you, Phil.
Now, you know, the problem with him is he had such a rotten year that he's, you know...
Yeah, the problem with him is he had such a rotten year that he's got to find somebody to hate, and I win that prize. Coach, I'm sorry that I cannot reciprocate those feelings because I happen to admire you immensely. I happen to like you immensely.
Well, you know that's horse dung.
No, it's not horse dung.
Well, you were talking about how, you know... Coach Dozier, if you could get rid of him,
when was this?
I'm kidding.
Wow, she's trying to piss you off, Phil.
You know, one of these days you guys are going to succeed in pissing me off, and you're not going to like what you see.
Oh, the Incredible Hulk.
Jesus, he's Dr. David Banner. You won't like me when I get angry. You really won't like me.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. We'll be back in a world-famous Phil Henry show on Monday. We'll see you tonight at the Hollywood Improv, 8 o'clock in the lab, baby, in the lab. Big, big night there at the Improv with Mr. Horatio Sanz, Emily Heller, Lana Turner, Sarah Schaefer, Seth Herzog, Brent Weinbach, and Theo Vaughn at the Improv Lab tonight, 8 o'clock. World famous Phil Henry and friends. Check it out.